You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
An organization called Kai with a Purpose got me thinking about food this week. Kai with a Purpose rescues food rather than purchasing it the typical way, and got me asking whether food policy in regards to wasted food from businesses in New Zealand is ethical, and whether we could adopt similar models to France, whose law forbids the wasting of food from supermarkets. Now, our poll also links to this on Twitter, so you should head over there and get those last votes in. With all that in mind, I reached out to Auckland Action Against Poverty's Ricardo Menendez March and asked him if he thought New Zealand should be adopting similar policies.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think New Zealand needs a change of legislation around not only food waste from businesses, but also just things like bin diving and people having access to actually recovering some of the food waste products by both households and businesses and producers that is still edible, because we are experiencing severe levels of food deprivation when we do know that producers and distributors are wasting incredible amounts of food.
Just in terms of bin diving, what kind of policy is there around that currently?
Well, I mean, it's the way that it is criminalized, basically, where security guards or the police will often criminalize people that are found to be doing that. And what we do know, though, is that for many people who have to resort to that, it is one of the few ways to access affordable fresh produce that often is very much edible. It's just that the regulations around best before dates are so strict that it means a lot of it ends up going to waste. And also just because food prices are generally high.
So what are kind of the links to food policy and poverty in New Zealand?
Well, food affordability in New Zealand is very much dictated by price setting, by the monopoly that the supermarket industry has over food. And I think in New Zealand, particularly in places like Auckland, we have seen a loss of public venues where people are able to sell affordable fresh produce. Our central and local government has been complicit in the deprivation of places and the encouragement for producers to be able to provide locally made affordable produce. And what we have seen in statistics is also a really high jump in the number of hardship grants distributed by the Ministry of Social Development, which is a very clear indication that more and more households are not having enough money at the end of the week to cover basic costs such as food. And the amount that the ministry distributes for food grants for each person is not reflective of the reality of food prices. So if you're a single male, you'd be lucky to get more than $80 from a case manager to cover not only your weekly grocery expenses, which also includes hygienic products.
How much of hunger is a problem in New Zealand?
Hunger is becoming more and more of a problem, I would say. But I think because when we think of hunger, I think in the collective, often we think of, I guess, those in the popular collective, people imagine sort of, you know, the starving children and pictures of third world countries. But I think what we see in New Zealand is not just hunger, but also just a general deficit of nutritious food that is affordable and readily available. And the way that food deficit and food hardship is experienced here is that people have to resort to what is affordable and caloric, that has high caloric content, which is often food that leads to health issues, which often puts a burden on the healthcare system and on families as well. And it is indicative that in New Zealand and supermarkets, it is more affordable to buy high caloric, high sugar content food than fresh produce. And often that's a direct result of the supermarket industry.
When I think about this argument, I think about two points that kind of go against it. So I'd like to get your thoughts on those two points. So one of the arguments being that by allowing food waste that is still edible to go back into the community, you are devaluing that product.
Well, I think I would say there is absolutely nothing wrong with that, because at the end of the day, you know, it's whether we believe as a society that access to food is a fundamental human right. The moment that we start seeing food as a profit-making commodity, you know, that model of production relies on there being a shortage, and I don't see why, as a society, we should work in a way where there is a shortage of access to the types of food that are often rescued by bin divers. So I think I have nothing wrong with saying that some food that we consider to be luxurious should be devalued, because ultimately we should be thinking about the needs of people, not the needs for producers to make a profit, particularly when you go to, you know, kiwi fruit orchards and you see the amount of fruit doesn't even make it past the production level to the supermarkets. I think there's a lot of things for both the supermarket industry and producers to answer when it comes to food waste.
And the other thing that comes into play in this argument is individual accountability of a business to be ethical. So by putting in policy, you're kind of taking the individual accountability away. What do you think about that?
When businesses operate on their own, and if they're operating on a profit-based model, I think it is really difficult for them to put what is ethical beyond what it is profitable. And of course, some businesses will make some concessions around this. I mean, we have seen some businesses that have chosen to be more lenient about enforcing the security guards or the police onto bin divers. But at the end of the day, it all happens at a production level. And no matter whether some businesses make small concessions, we still have other businesses and large businesses that will be creating huge amounts of food waste and are very much complicit in creating food hardship in this country. So I think that considering the levels of inequality that we're experiencing in New Zealand and the levels of hardship that we're experiencing, I don't think we should leave it up to goodwill businesses to change their practices slowly. I think, you know, I do think we need some legislative stuff to ensure that access to food is a fundamental right.
Brilliant. That's all my questions, but did you have anything else you wanted to add?
Well, just that I think the government, in its review of the welfare system, does have an opportunity to ensure that at least the amount that people are receiving for food is reflective of the costs. So I think we should keep an eye on the report that is coming out at the end of the year, which should in some part address food deprivation. So the government will have some questions to answer soon enough.
Like, naked is the theme. Like, people just love getting naked.
I just wanted to read out a few texts before we jump into poll position. One on MMP. MMP should be percentage of votes received. If the public votes 40% national, 30% labor, 30% other, that should be made up of the government, and they should work together. A coalition government always ends up being a compromise anyways, with parties who have a much lower percentage of votes having a lot more influence than the public voted for. Very interesting thought. Thank you for that text. And then one more. New Zealand has low productivity because we have such appalling middle management and supervisors. I work in construction, and most of these people could not organize a piss-up in a brewery. Like that. So that was Ricardo Menendez March from Auckland Action Against Poverty, and now...
Freedom of speech, it means you have to listen to me.
It's time to have your say. Poll position on The Wire.
And it's poll position, one of my favorite times of the week where you guys get to say a thing. Oh, our poll's just gone up massively, considering we were at 4 votes just before. So we've doubled, more than doubled. And our question this week, should New Zealand adopt a zero food wastage policy where unused food from businesses gets repurposed to those in need? So we have 78% voting yes and 22% voting no, which I find interesting, the no vote. So if you have any controversial or going against the grain with your opinion, please text in. I'd be interested. And also a few texts in about it. So one person for the poll says, yes, let them eat cake. And I'm just going to jump over to the boys. What do you guys think? Also, Oscar's here.
Ah, kia ora. I mean, I think that perhaps just from, I've just got back a whole heap of surveys on potential reforms and where we can go with food responsibility and sovereignty in New Zealand from a wide range of people in the industry. It's quite interesting as well with this. I think perhaps, although a good policy, perhaps it may be considered a band-aid solution in terms of food wastage, in terms of perhaps as well looking at food statistics. 1.3 billion tons of food goes to waste each year. However, I may be slightly off for some of these statistics. It was a while since I've read them. In Western, in kind of common things, countries, that is 95 kilos of waste, food wasted each year by Western citizens. However, in Southeast Asia and Africa, it's merely 15 kilos wasted per person, which is quite substantial. So perhaps it's not just an issue of food wastage, but also food allocation. So perhaps that's an international context. However, I believe that we'd see similar things reflected on a national scale. And so perhaps there should be also policy made around food allocation and where it goes initially and where it's, yeah.
Wow.
Small thoughts.
Those weren't small thoughts. Those were big ones. Thanks, Oscar.
Yeah,
Louis, you want to add anything to that?
Well, I don't have anything as insightful, as well-researched as that, Oscar, but absolutely, I think we should adopt this, and I think there are a lot of businesses already out there, sustainable enterprises, which are kind of doing these things. I guess it just kind of goes to say that, you know, how is this going to kind of be adopted? You know, how are we going to take this food and then give it to the people that need it right without, like, the repercussions, as you said, of just having it as a band-aid effect? Is it actually going to make a difference, or are we just going to end up with, more food just going out wasteful?
And I'm just going to finish off with a text from someone. If government could break the duopoly in food and building material supply, life would be a lot better in New Zealand. Thanks, from Darren. Thank you for your text, Darren.
It's called democracy, sweetie. Look it up.
That was Pole Position on The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.